The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Creation or evolution? Does it really matter what you believe? The case against evolution. If you would like to dig more deeply into the case against evolution, we recommend the following books, many written by people with science backgrounds. Many excellent books detail scientific findings and conclusions that compellingly demonstrate the impossibility of evolution as an explanation for the variety of life on Earth. It's also helpful to remember that evolution cannot offer an explanation for the origin of our magnificent universe. Evolution seeks to explain only how life proliferated in a universe that already existed. If you would like to dig more deeply into the case against evolution, we recommend the following books, many written by people with science backgrounds. Darwin's Black Box, The Biochemical Challenge to Evolution. Michael B. Hee, Ph.D., Associate Professor of Biochemistry, Lehigh University, Pennsylvania, 1996, demonstrates that the minute building blocks of life, cells and their myriad components, are far too complex for their codependent parts and processes to have evolved without an outside intelligent design at work. Dawkins' God, Genes, Memes, and the Meaning of Life. Alistair McGrath, Professor of Historical Theology, Oxford University, 2005. Professor McGrath, a former atheist himself who holds a Ph.D. in molecular biophysics, takes on the assumptions of popular evolutionary proponent Richard Dawkins and the atheistic worldview he promotes. The Twilight of Atheism, The Rise and Fall of Disbelief in the Modern World. Alistair McGrath, 2004. Professor McGrath traces the history and rise of modern atheism, fueled in large part by Darwin's theory of evolution, and how it has influenced the world. What Darwin Didn't Know, Jeffrey Simmons, M.D., 2004. Dr. Simmons dissects the theory of evolution from the perspective of a medical doctor, giving compelling reasons why evolution cannot explain many aspects of the human body. As he notes in the introduction, if Darwin's Origin of Species were submitted to a scientific publisher today, it would likely be rejected due to the author's woefully incomplete understanding of cellular biochemistry, physiology, genetics, and other branches of science that deal with the human body. Uncommon Dissent. Intellectuals Who Find Darwinism Unconvincing. Edited by William Dembski. 2004. Dembski, who holds PhDs in mathematics and philosophy, brings together essays from intellectuals of various fields who not only explain the scientific weaknesses of Darwinism, but contend that the best scientific evidence actually argues against Darwinian evolution. Mere Creation, Science, Faith, and Intelligent Design. Edited by William Dembski, 1998. A collection of academic writings from the fields of physics, astrophysics, biology, anthropology, mechanical engineering, and mathematics that challenge Darwinism and offer evidence supporting intelligent design in the universe. Evolution, A Theory in Crisis. Michael Denton, M.D., Ph.D., Senior Research Fellow, University of Otago, New Zealand, 1996. A molecular biologist, Denton examines features of the natural world that mutation and natural selection cannot explain, and shows the impossibility of transitional forms required for Darwinian evolution to have taken place. Creation and Evolution, Rethinking the Evidence from Science and the Bible. Alan Hayward, Ph.D., 1985. Written by a British physicist, an insightful book on the pros and cons of the evolution versus science controversy. The Neck of the Giraffe, Where Darwin Went Wrong. Francis Hitching, 1982. Points out many of the problems in the traditional view of evolution. Darwin on Trial, Philip Johnson, Professor of Law, University of California, Berkeley, 1993. shows that the weight of scientific evidence argues convincingly against the theory of evolution. Reason in the balance. The case against naturalism. In Science, Law, and Education. Philip Johnson, 1995. Discusses the cultural implications of belief in evolution. That is, that the philosophy behind Darwinian evolution has become in effect the dominant established religion in many societies. Defeating Darwinism by Opening Minds, Philip Johnson, 1997. Written specifically for older students and their parents and teachers to prepare them for the anti-religion bias inherent in most advanced education. Objections sustained. Subversive Essays on Evolution, Law and Culture, Philip Johnson, 1998. Compilation of essays ranging from evolution and culture to law and religion. Bones of Contention, A Creationist Assessment of the Human Fossils, Marvin Lubinow, 1992. Documents the serious problems with the supposed links between man and apes. Shattering the Myths of Darwinism, Richard Milton, 1997. A science journalist and non-creationist, Milton reveals the circular reasoning Darwinists must rely on for their arguments while discussing data widely acknowledged in scientific circles. Tornado in a Junkyard, The Relentless Myth of Darwinism, James Perloff, 1999. A self-professed former atheist offers an easy-to-read view of evidence contradicting Darwinism, including many quotations from evolutionists and creationists. The title is taken from a British astronomer's assessment that the likelihood of higher life forms emerging through random mutation is comparable to saying a tornado sweeping through a junkyard could build a Boeing 747 airliner. Not by Chance, Shattering the Modern Theory of Evolution, Lee Spetner, Ph.D., Massachusetts Institute of Technology, 1998, demonstrates that a fundamental premise of neo-Darwinism, that random mutation created the kinds of variations that allowed macroevolution to take place, is fatally flawed and could never have happened as Darwinists claim. Icons of Evolution, Science or Myth? Jonathan Wells, Ph.D., Yale University and University of California, Berkeley, 2000. A postdoctoral biologist documents that the most used examples Darwinists call on to support evolution are fraudulent or misleading. The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, Jonathan Wells, Ph.D., 2006. Dr. Wells shows that the best scientific evidence, far from supporting Darwinism, actually supports intelligent design. Although the publishers of this audio booklet do not agree with every conclusion presented in these books, we think they present a persuasive and compelling case that the theory of evolution is fundamentally and fatally flawed.
Thanks for listening to The Case Against Evolution. In the booklet, Creation or Evolution? Does it really matter what you believe? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.